specifics
you need to sit
about
down.
The other.
Listen, yes, all right.
About,
I can be more specific. I can be more specific. I think
I'm
that,
being virtuous or not following the Constitution or what?
Well, I think there are a number of problems. Here's the thing. We don't talk about virtue anymore. When I was reading particularly some of the stuff from the colonial era, but also up into Lincoln, the things that they said and the language they used, it was remarkable. They talked about honor and duty. We don't talk about that kind of stuff anymore. Now, that's a very odd development. What has happened that we are afraid to talk about honor, duty, patriotism, love of country? We have to ask ourselves, what has happened, and why do we think it's okay to let that stuff evaporate? What do we think, what will happen exactly? And I think that if you're not talking about virtue and you're not teaching virtue in schools, if you're so afraid to teach virtue or right or wrong, which we seem to be, you're raising amoral people. If you think about it, when I say to somebody, racism is bad, right? You'll hear that. In other words, there's certain things you'll hear, but they don't really get into why. You know, in other words, we ought to be able to have discussions on what we believe, what is right, what is wrong. What just happened in Orlando is the classic case, right? In other words, if I was a nihilist, I would say, who cares what happened in Orlando? Why do I care? What difference does it make? Well, if you have a worldview that says people are created in the image of God,